I want to welcome you to this teaching. Going to be talking about another theological term to define God. We're going to talk about the infinitude of God. God is infinite, and it's in contrast to what we are. We're finite. We're finite, which is basically limited. There's so many limitations to man, it's unbelievable. There's limitations in every level, but with God, there is not a single limitation. God is infinite, and God's without limit in power. He's without limit in his capacity. He's without limit in his excellence. He's boundless in his knowledge. You can't measure the measurability of his greatness. He's immeasurable in perfection, wisdom, his goodness. Everything about God is infinite. Everything about God is immense. And there's nothing that we can say that can define the totality of all that he is. He's boundless. In fact, the duration of who he is has no limits. He's boundless in space. He dwells outside of space in eternity. He's eternal. Whenever we think of God, we think of boundlessness. There's nothing that's impossible for him. Now, I will tell you that there are two things that God has done to limit himself. He is bound to perform his word, and he's made an oath by swearing by himself that he will not violate it. And the scripture says it's impossible for God to lie. And God cannot change. So God can't lie. He can't change. And the scripture says that he limited his sovereignty in accordance to his oath to perform his word. He cannot violate his word. It's impossible. That's why we can trust God when he says something. We can trust his will to be performed. We can trust that God's going to do what he said he's going to do. His word will not return void. So we're going to get to heaven, and we can spend an eternity, and we'll never be able to fathom all of what God is. We'll always be learning about how infinite and how great the excellency of his knowledge is, his power, his boundlessness, the immeasurability of what he is, his perfection, his goodness, his wisdom. It will spend eternity being wowed. Every second, wow, wow, wow. You're great. You're infinite. You're awesome. Look, here's how great our God is. The scripture says that the heavens cannot contain him. That he measures the heavens by the span of his hand. How great is our God? How awesome and wonder. And how mighty our God is. We can never tap into the vastness of God's wisdom. God's wisdom is unending. It's everlasting. We can never, ever tap in to all that his wisdom is. Look, here's what Job 11:7 says. Can we fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty? Can we see all the secrets of God's wisdom, all of what God's wisdom has that's been revealed in Christ? We can't even begin to fathom the greatness of all the mystery of what he is. He's so great that no one can fathom what he is and the totality of all that he is. Romans 11:33 says, oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. We cannot even fathom the ways of God. The scripture says that his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We cannot begin to even fathom all of what God is, all of who he is, all of what his wisdom is. We cannot even begin to fathom all of what Christ is. Christ is the revelation of the mystery. The scripture says, in Christ is found all the treasures of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we're going to spend an eternity getting to know God. We're going to spend an eternity of God just wowing us with the infiniteness of his glory, the immeasurableness of his wisdom, and the limitlessness of all that he is. God is truly without limits. God's truly boundless. He's truly infinite, and he's without limit in any fashion, and he is just an awesome God. And if you don't know him today, he invites you to come know him. The scripture says all you need to do is trust in what Jesus Christ has done for you on the cross. Ask Jesus to come be the Lord of your life. Thank him for dying for your sins. Ask him to come live in you. And the scripture says you'll be born again and you'll become a new creation in Christ. Look, if you like this video, I ask you to like it. If you're listening to it by audio, I ask you to make a comment below. Subscribe to either one of them, however you're listening to them. Also, I want to invite you to come to the goodnewsjesuschrist.org. We have discipleship training. I have it laid out for you in a direction that will cause you to grow in your spirit, be equipped to do the work of the ministry, to be the able minister of reconciliation God has called you to be. Also, come to the contribution page. Partner with us in what we are doing. Help us to reach out to more people. Help us to get more teachings. Help us to be able to travel more, to get the gospel to more people. Look, we thank you for listening, and we ask you to tune in for the next teaching. This is Martin with the Good News Jesus Christ.